This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. One aspect of the war in Iraq that we've heard a lot about is the large number of private contractors doing business there. The Pentagon hires them to provide all sorts of logistical support for the U.S. military, from trucking to security to providing internet service and food for American troops. So we were struck today by a story in the Boston Globe about the nation's top contractor in Iraq, Kellogg, Brown & Root, or KBR. The Globe reports that KBR uses offshore companies to employ more than 20,000 workers. That allows KBR to avoid paying hundreds of millions of dollars in federal taxes. The story was reported by Farah Stockman, who joins us now. And Farah, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us what you found. How does KBR actually do this?
Well, in the early 1990s, KBR set up two offshore companies in the Cayman Islands that hire the bulk of their overseas workers now in Iraq, and about 10,000 of them are Americans that they would otherwise have to pay Social Security and Medicare taxes for, and because these guys are employed through the Cayman Islands, they don't have to pay those taxes. KBR says that this saves the U.S. military money. It makes their work cheaper than the work of companies that would pay their fair share of taxes.
So, but I mean, that argument that this actually allows it to do the work for the Pentagon more cheaply, thereby saving U.S. taxpayers a lot of money, that's not a, I mean, what did you find in terms of that argument?
Well, I did get in contact with the Defense Department. It turns out in 2004, Pentagon auditors were questioning KBR about its relationship to these companies, and at the end of the day, they didn't make any complaint because they said, yes, in fact, we are saving money through this process. But in some ways, it's a little like robbing Peter to pay Paul. It saves the military money, but it doesn't save Social Security and Medicare. It costs those branches of the U.S. government a lot of money.
So, Farah, you visited these offices in the Cayman Islands. What did you find?
Yeah, I basically went and found a fourth floor office building with a big wooden door, and you go inside, and it's a registered agent that represents thousands upon thousands of companies, and these two KBR companies are among them. The KBR companies have no staff of their own, no telephones, and there's not a lot of information you can find there. It's all very secret under the laws of the Cayman Islands.
Now, KBR started out as a subsidiary of Halliburton. That, of course, is the company that Dick Cheney ran in the mid-1990s before he became vice president. Were any of these offshore arrangements set up under his watch, and did his office have anything to say about this?
His office did not have anything to say about it. The first company was set up in 1993, prior to his coming on board to Halliburton. But it's significant that it was set up a year after KBR got what would become a huge logistical contract with the U.S. military. So it looks like they knew they were going to take on a lot of American workers to work overseas, and this was a way they sought to employ them. The second company was set up in 95, just a few months after Cheney was announced as head of Halliburton. We don't know what he knew about these arrangements.
And what did KBR have to say in response to your reporting?
They would say that it saves the military money, so it's not bad. They get reimbursed for the costs of their labor, and so they claim that they don't save money on it. But they obviously get a competitive edge because they deliver work cheaper than other people who pay taxes.
But just to be clear, Farah, this is perfectly legal what they're doing. It might be unseemly, but it's legal, correct?
It is not illegal. It's not explicitly illegal. That's true. Although I have been told that if these subsidiaries can be proved to have no business purpose beyond evading taxes, then there would be some grounds for the IRS to launch a challenge.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Farah Stockman.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. That's Farah Stockman. She's a reporter for the Boston Globe. Her article on how U.S. contractors are using offshore companies to avoid paying taxes is in today's edition of the paper.